We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Open your eyes for the pledge.
Bob, it moves.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all.
Yes. Yep.
We'll call the Hamburg Board meeting to order. We'll obtain the 2016 general election results.
All right, so just to go over Hamburg's results, if you want to see as far as the write-ins, I can provide that to you. I'm not going to go through all the write-ins tonight. If you want to see the full results for the city of Hamburg, they're posted on the door there. Best to go on the county website, where they'll have the full official results, because they take care of our absentee ballots, and we did have 11 absentee ballots cast. So basically, on election day, we had 303 people registered to vote. We had 51 new registrants. 294 ballots were cast, plus 11 absentees, puts us at 305 ballots cast. So really, if you take that by the number of people registered, we had about 100.66 turnout. Give and take, now if you factor in the new registrants, we had about an 86% turnout to kind of get a true, it's probably in between there somewhere our turnout, because people that you have that were newly registered also may have had to re-register due to name changes or address change or minor things like that. So basically, we have Chris Lund received 239 votes for mayor. There were 34 write-ins, 0 overvotes, 32 undervotes. Council members, we had 8 people file. 2 people will be elected or appointed to council here beginning of the year. Jason Buckentine had 180 votes. Tim Tracy had 122 votes. David Chadwick had 21 votes. Richard Maltz had 63 votes. Scott Feltman had 71 votes. Kyle Prinz had 32 votes, along with Richard Odoms had 32 votes. And Robert Gregonis had 15 votes. There were 3 write-ins and 71 undervotes. So that is, if you look at resolution number 2016-06, that is the official election results for the city of Hamburg. And if you're wondering, overvotes, we had none, but an overvote would be if they voted for more than the number of people for that part, for that office. And an undervote would be if it said vote for 2 and you only voted for 1. So that's why you would get an undervote.
Any questions? Or I would say it's time to adopt the resolution. 2016-06. For a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adopt resolution number 2016-06. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll just then look for motion to adjourn the canvas. Motion made and seconded to adjourn the canvas board meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We move on to public comment. We have some guests here.
I think they're all agenda items.
Okay. And we'll move on to the agenda for review, and if there are any items to be added.
Mayor and Council, I just have one item to add. And it is in the council packet, and it will be for on sale temporary liquor license for November 18th and 19th for the Hamburg Lions Club. So that can just be moved and approved to the consent agenda unless there's any questions or concerns.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Carry. Move on to the consent agenda.
Yep, on sale.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda with the addition of the off sale for Pheasants Forever. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Fire department report. If we're going to make a change, it has to be soon, or is that the beginning of...
That would have been for next year.
Right. Any discussion, or... Something you're going to make on every year, or maybe every other year, or what's the cost? We've got a couple of things here we're going to
remember. We did increase it last year.
Yeah, 25.
25, I believe.
We went 1,600 last year, we lost 1,700.
Yeah, we went last year. Discussion, comments?
I don't know, I think my feeling on this is we've got replacing some air packs and we're paying for call now. I don't think there's enough funds to go around this year.
Oh, which is not for...
Well, for next year, yeah.
I think we're going with the meetings are paying too, right?
Yeah.
That's right next year?
That's right next year.
So, I don't know if you want to do it, or you want to go every 2 years, or review it. I mean, you talk about it every year anyway.
Yeah.
We should get this handled soon.
Justin, can you refresh what the fire department was requesting?
I think it was 25. I think it was 25, or 16, 25 for next year.
Let's make a decision, so that's something to go by. The investments that help with this. How are they doing? Are they gaining? Are they losing? Are they...
I have no idea offhand.
Because that always makes it part of what the city has to contribute to them. So.
Right. When we get that end of the year, he has for us. I monthly, I don't.
Okay. Make a decision, table it.
Table next month will be the same argument, not argument, but same.
No, it's not argument, it's just
I just can't see where we're getting all this money from, but especially this year, I'm doing backs and everything else, I just can't see it.
Any other comments? Chris, Bob?
Well, if we decide to pass on it this year, we need something to look at as far as making it more of an autopilot situation going forward, kind of like all the other.
Kind of a system to it.
Yeah. Whether it's a COLA, wrap up, or if it's a adjustment based on social security or something along that line, then that's something to look at going forward. But we are giving them for where we're not looking for training and on calls and that. Next year too. So.
So I guess we should have a motion of some sort here.
Well, I'm not going to increase it. We're going to make a motion.
No, that's not good. So we'll be able to face the global for next year. Alright. Ice rink.
We brought that up last year. Well, possibly putting an ice rink down at the basketball court. As it mentioned, getting some boards. Talked to Greg, who told me that I talked to Mel at the baseball club. They are redoing their benches. They had a bunch of, I don't know, it was 2x10s or 2x12s, but they donated them to us. We want to use it. We talked earlier about Greg, if he could possibly plow it out once the snow gets too bad. Fire department will freeze it when conditions get right. We'll set it up. He can scrape it off whenever it gets too bad. We come back and refreeze it. We have for that cost, like of the wood we had donated already, it cost me some screws just to put this together all the way around, and then the flooding would be
pretty minor.
Right, fire truck. A couple guys said they'd do it already. Do it when conditions are right. Conditions will dictate when to do it.
True.
But we do it down in the city. It's usually around Christmas time. It's around. When you get them real cold nights, and you dump water and freeze it quick, and you just keep putting light layers on top of it to give it a nice crust.
You guys tell them as soon as you put it on blacktop too?
Yeah, it's the same, similar basketball courts, but they've got the hockey rink boards all the way around it, but it's the same thing. We paved them actually to be flat.
I asked about this. I was told that it was a bad idea because it don't freeze with the black car. I know when it's cold, it freezes. I know that, but that's what I was told. I don't know if you've done this, Tom Mayer, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never done it, but I don't know.
That's what we do there.
Yeah, I
do it better.
Yeah.
We always put it somewhere else we can. Yeah, you try and grass. We can do it in grass too, which is it takes forever because even when it's froze, it'll still soak up that water for a while. But we can do that route. We can do it on the red rock over there and try and do that. I don't really care.
I have no problem with it. I just.
Well, just try it once.
That's just
see what I mean. If they do it down in Minnetonka, well,
yeah,
it should work here.
Yeah. And that's what our high on blacktop. We did a black plastic because of the dirt. And we're fine.
I'm just saying what I did.
So there's interest, I mean, that people will. If you build it, they will come? Or?
I don't know if you're going to use it or not. I guess that's kind of something if we don't try it, we don't know.
This
park really doesn't get used all winter. It's not something we really want to try. If it doesn't work, we're out. $20 in screws and a little water in the motor.
I guess if they want to do it, I got no answer.
Just let them know we'll do it. They say whatever conditions are right, and you end up deciding or something.
Do you need a motion on that? I don't think so. This is the end. Anyway, I guess you can go for it.
All right, thank you.
The only thing is I might want to just check with the league. Hate to always bring up liability, but just maybe add ice rink to our insurance policy. No different than basketball court. Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's no different than a basketball court. Someone breaks their leg playing basketball. So. As long as. Yeah. Shouldn't be any issue.
Selection process. There actually won't be one this year because we have one person running for every spot. So there's no need for that. Get a board together. Just to re-explain it. For this year, the Chief 1, Chief 3, and Captain 2 will be a 2-year term. Chief 2, Captain 1, and Secretary will be 1-year terms, and from here on out, there'll always be 2 to keep them offset. The only ones running for Chief 1 was Justin Buckentine, Chief 2, Stephen Buckentine, Chief 3, Chris Petz, Captain 1 was Jared Buckentine, Captain 2, Stephen Seward. None of them changed. And for Secretary, Jeff Eggers will not run, and Jason Hanson is the only one that would be. Approves yet? If you get other years always for that? But it still is actually.
Yes. Yes. I don't know if there's a need for us to, even for the board to meet into, to review.
Someone's got some glaring issue with any of the positions that I've ever done. So, this is some more of those things. So, they only need to stay.
Because when typically did you have the election? Was that the end of November, right?
November.
So, maybe if you have, I don't know if you want to keep the same process or what, having the fire department, having a meeting just to explain that's what it is and then bring it forth at the December meeting and the council approve them.
For this year. And other years we've got our dates set up
right.
So that it all flows.
Right.
But, yeah, that's not that big a deal to bring up. That's nobody running in it. See me. Utility firefighter. Talking about that a few months, the only thing we had left after last month was to put a policy in place for the cities. We had met with the committee that we had with the personnel committee from the city and three the officers from the fire department. We got the policy written up. I believe it's in the packet. Well, the only thing we would need now is the approval from council to accept that policy. Now we'll get put in with our handbook, and our next year, we need to go to the handbook. We'll put this within the handbook next to the rescue reserve section. We've had some interest from a few people in town. A couple sounds like they might join the full fire department instead of the...
Do you see any of the current firefighters moving to the building?
Well, there's no reason to move back, because once you get it, you don't lose any of all your training stay. So all the training would be the same, so once you get this, there'd be no reason to move back. There's no certification that you get above the EMR, and you need to certify every 2 years. There's no...
I just think that we're dealing with pushback. And this is why it's going to be utility anymore, so it's going to turn out anymore.
No, because if they don't want to do that, they just wouldn't.
Okay.
And we've got a few, we don't have any problems or talks or things like that. But it's just, this wasn't an option back then, so they had to do it all to get through it. Most of this worrying came out of our policy from the other, the rescue reserve and the 1001 firefighters.
And when we met with the group and went over it, we kind of tweaked it to make sure it met with what we needed it to be done. And I think the wording is going to fit for Amber going forward, and
which you've said before in previous meetings, is the first of its kind in the state of Minnesota. And if it works here, then hopefully it'll help other departments that are struggling with some of the back office stuff and just the driving of rigs.
Do you have any interested people?
He won't put an application and he wanted to do this, but he wanted to go to training with someone else, and we tried to talk to him about him into joining the full training. We've had 2 others have asked about it yet. Okay. Like I said, we're waiting to get the policy in.
So there is interest, that's correct.
Yeah.
Imagine we should have a motion then.
I move that we take the policy. Go to the Amber Utility for our policy.
Motion made and seconded to approve the utility firefighter policy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The emergency training, met with Deb Page, from the emergency manager. We were trying to set up a disaster training. This was fire department. I asked her about setting some kind of tabletop, something up for us. And she had thought it'd be better to have council included in on it, but she would rather have a pre-training first. She'd be looking at doing some type of a tabletop, possibly for later next spring, sometime summer, spring, maybe an early spring. But her suggestion was to come to you guys first and see if you'd be willing to have a training day Tuesday, February 28th. She'd come out and set one of the requirements for council members and some of the certificates and do basically the normal stuff that I'm asking you now. I think you guys either all have or most of you have already. So for now, she just, I told her to wait until tonight to talk to you guys and see how you're going to go about
it. It makes me a difference.
I think it'd be a good idea just from the fact that if something does happen that we need to enact this, it's just not going to be the fire department that's going to be involved in whatever cleanup or, you know, it's going to happen, so it would be better if everybody was on the same page a little bit more.
I think employees as well.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, council. I think we should probably include employees on it too, because if there is something of a disastrous nature, you know, employees are going to be involved too, so I think it'd be good for everybody. Plus, like we talked about it. When did I do NIMS again? Oh, I forgot.
2005, I think.
Yeah, it's been 11 years. You know, a refresher wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, she said a lot of times, you see, when something hits, everyone's very skiing on the pump. She says a lot of people are shocked at how little clean on the world that they hope.
My image is good, yeah.
I'll get a hold of her then and set it up for, and that February 28th would have been like a second meeting or anything.
Yeah, that's great.
Office bids, we got 2 in for everything except for 1. For the radio up in the base, or up in the office, we had an old truck radio we found. And we had AMCOM out to set it up when we had the wrong radio when they were there. We did find the right one, but he said he couldn't give a price until they get into it, but it'd be under $1,000. He said, well, under $1,000. But so if you budget that at $1,000, that's what the radio would be. For carpet, we had 2 bids, shoe felts, flooring, floor covering was $1,601.40 for carpet on the steps of the room. Blender flooring was $1,497.79. Well, that was added blender, he was the most of that. The window in Mike Tracy Construction was $585, and that'd be where the air conditioner is now. Take that out and put the window in that hole. Dan Elke Construction was $1,153.24. The painting in the walls, the fire department said we could do the painting. The cabinets and bids from One Home Solutions was $1,100. Plato Woodworking was $1,215. That'd be wrapping around the corner. I don't remember how it was. About 8 feet one way and 10 or 12 the other. HVAC, West Metro Mechanical, $2,995. Metro Air was $4,100. That was for that Mitsubishi wall unit you talked about. And for the electrical, to move the fans, Rob's Electric was $1,035. And we called any electrician who could not get anybody else out here to give us the second floor on that. Me and that's how they started.
Around 8,000. All park, anyways.
$312. When can they start on this?
We told them all enough. We just had to get quotes in now to get approval, and nothing will start until after the first of the year. So that all the bills will be next year. So we try to get the painting first, and then get a hold of them and see how.
Counselor, we had a timeline which we're trying to keep going, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little less costly than I think we originally anticipated, if I'm not correctly.
Well, that would get that one part of the regular.
Yeah, that should.
That was going to fit into. And
the move didn't make a difference there.
No. There was a shelf, we said to put the old one on, and we ran into some complications with that. We could still do it, it's just, they were saying we need an engineering firm and we go through everything. So we just kind of pushed that one off as far as we
quite sure there's numbers on the fire department that are coming for a good plan to get it done.
Oh no, it's not the good plan, it's for a contractor to come in. You said for him to put his name on it. It wasn't coming. So yeah, that's where we thought we got our own guys.
Yeah, he's gonna do it.
Yeah. So if anyone's questioning why that is or not, it's still get done, it's just not part of the game.
So we've got 10,000 set aside for just some of that's going to have to include what we need to do the door and all that stuff too. That's my only thought.
At the end of this year, there will be $16,000 set aside for community center additions.
Any of those dollars that we have set that $16,000, any of those increases from this year's budget to next, or are those just monies that were already
money that have been already allocated? They came out and re-looked at it and pretty much said the roof shot. So, not the news I wanted to hear, but they recommended a new roof.
So, stay in line with 2017 budget, this going on 2017. Do we want to wait till the first meeting in January to approve the bids? Or are we okay approving them now, knowing that they're not going to go into the budget until 2017?
So as long as it gets done, I mean, I don't see why it can't. See why it can't wait till
if we approve next year. Like this, then the rest of the monies could go towards, maybe use some of the monies toward the
roof.
Office. Or the roof.
Yeah.
We use the rest
of it. Yeah. I mean, that's where I'd put that money.
Well, I imagine if we need a motion to get the ball rolling here.
Make a motion to go ahead.
Well, before you make that, I think maybe we should just, your thoughts, maybe just if I can throw my two cents, is just maybe wait till kind of we get a rough bit here. Okay. Because you know, we're going to have some budget meetings coming up, just so we can see where we're at with the roof and then these expenses so we can work them into the budget. Not saying take them all, I'm just saying that we can work them all into the budget.
The insurance. The reason I'm going to make a motion is insurance, I don't think this is going to be any cheaper.
No, but usually quotes are good for 90 days, aren't they? 30 at least?
Well, some of them got in last month.
Oh, okay. So they maybe we may be sitting on.
Well,
I guess either way, it doesn't matter. That money's there too, so.
And they were all told this was going to be in February until we didn't start.
So we should wait.
It's up to council. I'm just adding.
I think it's a course of peace, whether we wait or not, but if it makes the budget feel more comfortable to wait until we see what's going on with the roof, and if it's not going to break, they're not going to change it.
No, between now and December anyway. The bids will be good till the first of the year.
I guess we'll wait till next one. Anything else?
I forgot to add on there. We currently have a gun raffle going on. If anyone's interested in gun raffle tickets, all of the firemen should be carrying some. And the meat raffles will be starting this Saturday up at Parkside. I don't know if they're on for 10 weeks.
Get any info on a gun raffle? Or a ticket? Come up and I'll buy a ticket and then I'll have the info and then I can put it on the sign. Because I got some other things to put on there. So.
Okay. Yeah,
when is it, the third?
I think it's probably the first Saturday.
Third night is out of it.
Yeah, so it's the same night. Did you ever talk to me today?
I got it on. You talk about ratings. Are there any growth now or not working?
There's two that are in right now. We talked about one of the other departments was getting rid of some. We talked about maybe updating them. We talked to their chief. And after discussing with him, their radios are the same age as ours, so we weren't really going to be gaining anything.
Well, I've got one that he demanded, which is not beat up by any means. I don't know if the city has still got couple of them.
I was going to bring that up. Greg, do you even have one?
What's it?
800 radio.
Do you use them?
No.
There you go, three of them then coming.
Mine just collects dust and.
You can just grab them out of the truck if you use them for a day.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So I think it'd be best to get them back to you where they're going to get more use. And if we need them, we can pull them and let you know.
Find them. Yeah. And I just can ask, I don't think I've ever heard that you two have used them.
No.
You have to reprogram them.
We use cell phones, so.
Also reprogram them, so we want to use them all. Four of them.
When is he coming, so you can.
Well, we got to get this all set and kind of.
Okay.
Well, actually, that would be Peter. I can bring that down to him at work. We can reprogram them. Yeah, we would definitely use them right now. They're not broke yet. Just our normal couple that are down and
maybe we can have them.
Yeah. Alright, thank you.
Anything else? Alright, thank you. We'll move on to the break here. resolution for annexation.
Yeah, so basically, you'll see in your packets, there's a tract of land here that Rich and Sheila Maltz are looking, well, they have purchased. So now they're looking to annex that into the city. So basically what we've done typically with any annexation is the fact that we just do a joint resolution instead of having to go through and do an ordinance. It's just an easier process. So I believe in your packets there's a little memo from Mac. So really, the only real thing we would need to get yet, I have all the information, is just to find out from Young America Township what that cost is going to be for the parcel. And for the city to approve it and the township to approve it, and then it can be sent off to the state.
What information you'll have by next meeting? Or?
Yeah. Yep. Because I believe the township's already met. I think they met Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Too bad I didn't done
it. I know. I didn't know that either. But they met Thursday.
So they were aware of this. So I could follow Fred or somebody that they
Or L. Herman.
Yeah.
He's the clerk, so.
That way we can find out.
And yeah, and we can have it good to go and have it signed December and hopefully finalize by the end of the year.
Yeah.
You know, the process has sped up a little bit over the years here now, so.
All right.
Well, so, yeah, go. But attorneys reviewed it, no issues, so we should be good to go.
We'll move on. Old city business.
Alright, I'll just report. I'm still waiting. I don't know if Kelly's redoing it or what, but they're still working on their maintenance agreement, where they're at on that.
This has been a year, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been over a year. But I did notice, it was kind of odd one day, we had just swept the streets. And they came through and swept the streets. So be nice to get that finalized. I don't know where they're dragging their foot. Last I heard, it was because a couple other cities had some changes that they were trying to iron out, bigger cities. Millers and Sons, I got a description, so I'm currently working on that. I just need to get an official survey, and we can finalize that. City Shop Foundation Repairs, I'm still waiting to hear back from K&K to see if they're going to do any tuck pointing this year. We did agree to that. So I'm still waiting on them to do. Yeah, I think this week, and then it could change. So I'll continue and follow up with that. Public nuisance ordinance. I haven't had a time. I'm going to set a time, and me and Mac are going to sit down. We haven't done it yet, but we're going to sit down and we're going to go. We're going to look at current ordinances, and then look at what we want to possibly implement. So
we got to do something.
Yes.
Nothing has changed.
Right. Definitely. So. I will move forward with that and make sure that we get something put in and some type of wording. Kind of what Tamara put something together too in a letter. I didn't put it in here, you know, until I meet with Mac, but I'll bring that forth to Mac too. But what we were talking is it'd be a $50 fine. Wasn't corrected within a certain time, it'd be 50, another 50 and then another 50. So we want to put some teeth into it. And also want to eliminate the process of having to go through and get an administrative search warrant. Because then it almost gets to the point, depending on the how bad of a nuisance it is, you know, we could be getting in the big bucks to try to get these, you know, administrative search warrants issued. But
does that cost us money to get those?
Yeah. Well, and then our prosecution costs would go up too. You know, for
someone like an officer to come and stop and talk to them, does that cost?
That doesn't know because we're already paying for a community service officer. So we have them do all the grunt work, I guess, so to say. Solar garden. I wanted to follow up with council to see if we want him to come to a meeting yet or if there's any interest or council's thoughts on that. Just my concerns are is just having the tie-in for 25 years. I'm just a bit concerned about that. Technology changes every day. I don't know, I just wanted to get the council's thoughts if we wanted to pursue it more.
Well, was that Colonial's approach? Did they ever go with it?
I believe Colonial did. I know Norwood was approached, and I don't think they did, right?
I think so either. I didn't like the 25 years either.
I mean, the worst part is, say, 10 years from now, something better and greater comes out that we could have hopped on board and we're tied to this. That's my concern.
I would say, unless you get an influx of calls from residents saying, hey, we should relook at this, then I would say yes.
let it go by the wayside.
Okay. The other thing, for the first time in maybe 10, 11 years, we will be seeing a new building erected in the city. So if you've noticed, if you've been on Brad Street, they started digging for the townhome, so that is a go. I kind of briefly met with Tom and kind of tried to push to him that, hey, when you get these two up, make sure you don't forget to put the next two up. So hopefully if he puts these two up and gets them filled, that he'll purchase that lot next right to 470 and do 480 Brad Street also. So. There is some interest there. He is interested, so.
I think there's a for sale sign.
Yes.
480, yep. So.
Yep.
Anything else under old city business? I guess I would just ask, these letters going out to these I&I people?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Any feedback?
No.
From anybody yet?
No. I'll do that. I was going to do it under Greg's.
Okay. I don't have anything more. Anything else?
And then also to follow up on that, Dick, is Justin Black will be here, city engineer, at the next meeting. One of the things he's going to talk about is industrial park concept. And then the other thing I'm going to have on there for line item is kind of this look forward to stage two of I&I program. So that's one of the things when I met with Justin on the industrial concepts that we could look into that too. So.
And that would be November?
It'd be December meeting actually, sorry. Yeah, we'll meet again, but he would be attending the December meeting.
Okay.
And our emphasis, I believe, what I talked to him, and I think me and Greg have talked about it too, but it would be Williams Street for I&I issues. So.
I think that is a problem area.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Somewhere on that side it's coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something happening. So. Never know what I'm going to find then. Just like that open one behind over the Richard. Remember that one?
Yeah, it was behind Richard Wetman. And we replaced about 300 feet of pipe too, I think, at that time.
So, anything else on the old? Maybe we'll go to Greg, Public Works. Pardon?
She's here
observing for school. Yeah.
Yes,
she was really interested in how city council works. So.
Was it civics or what?
Government.
Yeah. That's what it was
when I was there. Under the water and wastewater, I just got finished last week doing the last pond release. So we're good for, we should be good for the winter. All of them are now about 2 feet or so, so we should be good there. I'm going to bring up to that thing with what's well.
Oh yeah, and we can, I'll make note of that.
Yeah.
We can discuss that. Because basically what we have with Lois is when we did all the televising of all the mains, we had noticed that her connection is, off by half. It's not connected, so there's a lot of infiltration getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the ultimate question we had is, who's responsible for that? So I think we'll kind of have to go through the ordinance and look and see how the ordinance reads.
What is the problem?
The connection to the main.
Because
right, think, leave ordinances from the main to the house. For water, it's shut after off. After the shutoff yeah. To the house.
So look at the ordinance.
So there could be, I don't know how you would finally define that. Yeah. Yeah. I think when we do the televising, we'll note that on the inspection report.
Yeah. Definitely.
Let me look at ordinance tomorrow. Remind me, stop in, we'll look at the ordinance and we'll see if there's any clear definition. Because where it gets tricky is we say from, and that's connecting to. You know, you could get a he said, she said on that one.
Can you make a copy of the words?
Yep.
I just have that little thing, so I had you come and measure up for some mats at the hall. The ones that are up there aren't in the best shape anymore, and with redoing the floors next year, I was looking at something of more of a like a wiper mat, which would be a deeper, and it has sides. One thing that really kills them floors is the salt and the ice melt and stuff that just kills the finishes and stuff on them. And so I was looking at getting some decent mats up there, and I had this Curtis and Lawn Service come out and just do some measurements and stuff, and that's kind of the prices that they came up with. I know we talked about possibly renting some too, and I think that's kind of a big expense too.
Yeah.
What I've been doing is like when they get all full of salt and stuff, I take them down in the shop and just take the power washer and power wash them and let them dry and stuff, but there's getting the holes in them and the corners are curling up and everything else. And I just kind of look into the future and redo the floors and stuff to try and save. And it's spend a little money now that you're going to save in the water and you're going to save on the floors on there. So I don't know if that's a budget item or if it's something we should just forget about, but regardless, we're going to have to get something because, like I said, some of them are getting in tough shape.
Isn't that just kind of maintenance there?
What's that?
Isn't it just kind of maintenance items?
I think what we could do is that when we get towards the end of the year, look at where we are budget wise okay. for the hall, and then maybe purchase what we could within budget this year.
I'm going to add these up, but I mean, it's going to come up.
It's about $1,500, isn't it? $1,800.
Softball parts I'll be blowing out tomorrow. I was trying to blow it out with just a 3.5 horse compressor, and that's not seeming to work this year with blowing fuses and melting cords, and so I think our little compressor is on the way out. So I'm just going to borrow the big one from Illinois and Sons, and they said that was fine to use up the blower and help down there. And that's all good for the year. Hopefully the long cutting is done for the year. Kind of took them all over a week, so. I don't think that one doesn't grow anymore.
Just one quick thing, kind of for council, is for purchasing a cell phone for Greg. The assumption would be that we'd be just looking for a plan that would be minutes and texts, correct? Yeah. 30, 35 bucks a month. Well, acceptable.
Yeah.
To council. Well, I would probably try to find a cheap smartphone, to be honest. That way, at least you could use it for Wi-Fi. You know, so I think you're going to get better reception with that than, I mean, I'm not saying we have to go buy a $700 iPhone, but, you know, there's deals coming out now with Black Friday, so.
Yeah, because I went and looked at the, I think, this one,
they're all,
I don't know what to spend.
Well, basically, we just need a basic plan.
Yeah.
You know, and a phone that you don't need the grand and glorious.
No.
You know.
Well, look, when I'm out and about on Black Friday to find a good deal on the phone.
I mean, you can buy a phone at Walmart and get whatever carrier you want.
Well, I guess, Mike, probably the great question I got. Anybody here, anybody in this room, have better luck with T-Mobile, better luck with Verizon, or better luck with any other company?
When we first moved out here 2.5 years ago, we had AT&T, and we had no problems with them, except they were a little more expensive. We switched to T-Mobile a few months ago because it was cheaper, and we have quite a few connection problems now.
I had Verizon for it, and been pretty decent. So.
I tried doing a mobile hotspot at my house through T-Mobile. I could get nothing better than 2G service, and their tech people confirmed it. She said that she said right now out here there is no better service than that. I have AT&T on my phone. I get 2 bars, 3 at the most, but it's actually pretty good that way. I've never run Verizon or Sprint, so I can't attest to either one of those.
I mean, their maps can tell you one thing, but I'm looking for actual experience here versus...
I think AT&T is better than Verizon. My wife had AT&T and Verizon, and she got quite a bit better luck than AT&T. Yeah, I have Verizon, and I drop calls all the time. I get a stand in my kitchen, on the side of my hill.
Maybe AT&T then.
Supposedly, Verizon put a tower up the Green Isle. I was supposed to use that.
But you know, it works. Got my phone now driving on 5 to here. Otherwise I lose it falls over there. All the way to town here, it's gone. But
yeah, it must have right. I lose calls all the time here in town. We tried to get a booster in our house and have a sort of keep pulling up to give you one, but
yeah, we did that with T-Mobile too. They sent us one, but we don't even have it hooked up anymore. It doesn't do anything.
I don't know what it's sent
for. Well, I guess whatever you think is the best, that works. I think sometimes a lot of it depends on the phone though, too.
I have Verizon. I usually don't get a phone call in here, but now I just got a phone call.
That might be through Wi-Fi, though.
No,
I don't know. Or not. No.
Well, let's get this done.
Yeah.
Is the phone, is that number working, or is it okay with not accepting calls?
I think it's out of minutes. So we talked about getting minutes for it.
Well, we should do something in the interim. You got on the message to call that number, and then that number says, sorry, we're not here.
Yep.
So...
yeah, so I think we should at least get some minutes on that, you know, just $10 worth till I get something set up here by the end of the month.
So you haven't been able to get calls for over a month?
But you also said you have quite a few people that call your
personal.
Anybody calls their personal phone.
Yeah.
working with a security company I got on my site and I bought a home.
But that is the idea of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything else?
How was our little money collection thing done at the sewer?
Hold on.
Come on in then.
Last month we took in $60. Or 2 months ago? 2 months ago. Yeah. Or they got $2 and that's what they do, or?
Yeah, anything in there is $3.
Five.
Five.
Yeah. So at least some
are. So some are, yes.
Yep.
A week, so,
program would open. Crap, I can't tell you because your computer must be logged into QuickBooks, so I can't access it, sorry.
That's fine then, I was just curious.
But yeah, it has been taking in some money.
I kind of pay attention to sometimes when I drive by and I see a big vehicle there and I don't believe it is and I got one up the next day. It's there.
Didn't somebody even put a 20 in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they already paid ahead.
Right.
I think it's better than spending what we were getting. One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to take it out of that box on the pole. So right now, you won't take as much out of it. That money gets out of the side, you're going to get some savings and then start to make more on the pole. And then it won't get as wet on there.
Oh, I had a request, Greg. I talk about moving stuff. You know where the service memorial is? We put the no climbing on statues on there. Someone had said to me if we could move that and put it somewhere else, because when they take pictures.
We talked about that here.
Yeah. So I can't remember if we said we were going to move it or.
I think they're going to look at where was a better spot. Doesn't someone want to go down there with you and look at where?
No, we brought it up and we talked about it and asked them to put it on the list, but there's really not
an ideal spot.
If you put it on the city, you have to put a poster in, regardless of where you put it, you want to put it where they can see it.
Yeah.
You know, if you put it on the side, you can take a picture from the street, you're still going to have a sign there.
Just tell me your Photoshop, man.
I mean, I even went down to look to see, if you put it on the back side of a marble that's there, but then you're not going to see it.
Right.
No.
So, at least the purpose of having the sign.
At least here it sticks out. And
yeah, and you see it. Yeah, I don't know if there's a better place.
Yeah, okay. Get your zip tag to the pole.
Right. No.
I don't care. I'm moving as long as you go. I really don't know where to put it.
Me either.
How about the new pole that used to say employee security on there? Better bust it off. Should I pull them out of there?
Maybe we can bring us some new ones.
Huh? Yeah. I don't see the point to
it.
They're probably going to become more of a liability then.
So,
alright, well, that's funny. Not really too much about it. Anything else?
Yeah,
alright, thank you. Move on. Number 11, City Clerk Treasury Report.
Alright, so first thing I go is industrial park. Basically, kind of the concept layouts here. So, you got one map that just kind of shows the lots plotted out, and then the second map kind of shows where we would run storm sewer, sanitary sewer and the water mains. So just want to remind council, this is kind of a very rough draft. This can change, you know, over time as we go forward and move forward. My concept would be is the two lots that Ryan would possibly be looking to purchase, that we would get something done there to make that work for him and then build around that. I did talk to Brian today to kind of get an update. Kind of the hold up right now is he's trying to work with Donnie Dahman on purchase of the land. I think Donnie's asking a little more than he would like. So that's kind of where we're at right now with that. So he's going to stay in touch with me and work with Donnie Dahman on looking at getting some type of purchase price put together. But like I said, this is a very rough draft. Can be changed. This is just a concept for council review. So just take some time, look at it. Have any ideas or changes that you would like to see for the next meeting when the engineer's here. So he'll go over it at that time. Any questions, concerns on that? Just want to bring up, we talked last meeting about the Metro Regional Meeting. I don't know if everybody got it, so but I did get a copy. I put it in the council packet and just wanted to see if anyone wanted to go to that and I could get registration going. I believe it's November 30th. If there's no interest, then I guess we can just... Yeah.
Table of chairs.
So we've gotten tables. We're waiting on the chairs. I ordered 44. Is it 44 tables? Or is it 66? I remember now. 44, right? Yeah, 44 tables. So they're all up at the hall. So up the hall now, it's all white tables. I believe there's about 70, 75, somewhere in there. About white tables now. All the, Craig was nice enough to sort through all the wood tables, keep some good ones for the basement. And then we have all the other ones, I believe you have them stacked in the park, right? So they're all on pallets stacked in the park. I don't think they're worth anything. What I was going to bring forth to council is set them out, first come, first serve, people can have them. It'd be easier than us trying to get rid of them. If anybody wants them, they can take them. I don't know why or what use we'd have for them. What do we have, about 9 or 15 tables in the basement that we've...
There's 9 of the newest ones that I put all around, and there's probably a stack of 15 down there.
Yeah,
besides, plus the probably 40 that are in the park shelter.
So we'd probably keep 10 to 15 of them just so for use for people to provide to the community to rent them. But the rest of them, I guess it's up to council what you want to do with the rest of them tables. I guess the majority of them are pretty beat up, correct, Greg?
Yeah. That was pulled all around the bottom. It's pulled out of that.
Are they junk?
What's that?
Are they junk?
They are good to give away because then we don't have to pay them.
You know, because if there's something that people wouldn't even consider,
well, I don't know if I put them on and put three on them, they disappear because people want to have dry sales or parties or this or that.
Butchering chickens.
Butchering chickens, yeah, right. I mean, like I said, I'm pretty sure if you put them on, it says free all the buyback. Otherwise, I gotta take them all apart and sell them off to feed them to the dumpster. And,
Well, when would you put them out there? Spring?
I could put them out tomorrow if you want. It's on ballots, I could put a thing right on the side of the rock and put
trees. Technically, you don't have to store them.
Yeah.
Council, get rid of them.
Yeah. The other option is to cut them up and waste time doing that versus just setting them outside and have people take them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Really work anything when I'm doing all the benefits, somebody's gonna come and gather them.
Set them up, put a free sign on.
I can put it on the sign too. Free table acquired at City Hall.
Any motion?
I don't think so. Just get rid of excess.
I'd say we should just have a motion because it is surplus property.
Like a motion to get rid of the tables, the excess tables that are at the shelter in the park.
Second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to give the excess tables away free. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. That's the door prize.
There's your door prize.
Are they coming to do the chipping the pile yet this year, next year? Don't know.
They said before the snow food, so.
They might have to be here tomorrow or Thursday, yeah. Supposed to be thunderstorms on Thursday.
Just gonna say, make sure thunder's in the area. Steve Bob.
Let's move on.
Okay, snow plowing contract. So basically with the snow plowing contract, no change in price for the upcoming snow plowing year. Only questions, concerns we have is that, I guess one, Steve, have you purchased that property yet? Has that been finalized or still in the works?
Still in the works.
Okay. So the thing is if we don't, if Steve purchases that property, we can look at some type of rental agreement for snow removal with Steve, or we can look at other alternatives. I've talked with Millers, and basically we'd probably be looking at about $500 per snowfall for moving that snow to the park versus then just pushing it onto that lot. So we could have anywhere from an additional $4,000 to $5,000 in snow removal. So it's something we got to look at or consider or hope it don't snow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're just taking an average, say if you take an average snowfall, you know, 8 to 10 times where they get, where it's measurable, where they have to plow and they'd have to haul it out.
We were so concerned about liability again when we talked about this meeting or two ago. We're going ahead with a ice rink, which a kid can fall over, crack their head open, just as easy as somebody's on that snow pile on that lot. I mean, to me sometimes reliability crazy, you know, you just never know. But we can't change the whole world just because of liability all the time. I mean, did everybody wear a helmet when they started riding a bike here? No. So, I don't know, I still think that if the city can get together with Steve, you know, and rent it, I think that's still the best. Are you willing to rent it to the city once this gets handled?
Yeah. Right.
But you aren't. I mean, say we get measurable snow already, we haven't got an agreement. You know what I mean? What are we
gonna do? That's the great question right now.
Well, yeah, there's a good, I heard you correct this, you technically don't own it yet, right?
Correct.
Well, technically, you haven't closed it yet, right?
Never closed it.
So you haven't taken title of it.
No. So if we were to get sent this snowball this weekend, and we were to push it on the land,
you're on the land.
Yes.
Are they going to be comfortable with us putting the snowball away?
Well, they haven't noticed it in how many years.
But now they're aware of it.
But now they're aware that somebody finally has been sent for something.
My rebuttal to that is that, you know, they can say what they want, but then they owe us how many years of
maintenance down there for
maintenance of cutting the grass too. So, I mean, well, kinda, but right.
I guess let's see what Mother Nature does.
Yeah.
But then once this gets handled, the council of Trevish, then we get it.
I guess Steve, do you have any thought on what you'd be looking to?
I did do some checking on it, and I think it would be right around $2,000 for 4 or 5 months, setting the snow on there.
$2,000 for the winter season, then, so to say?
I would be liable for if something happened.
I don't know if the league is going to include a pile of snow on their coverage.
Yeah. Well, I know nothing's ever happened there before. I don't see anything happening there, you know?
I don't either, but you never know.
Yeah. That's the only thing I would ask. I don't see anything else.
So. Well, let's see what happens first, and once you get your name on the paper, then we can get a little bit further discussion. Move on.
Just a motion to approve then the snow plowing contract with Miller's.
A motion.
I move to approve the snow plowing contract with Miller's.
Second. Motion made and seconded to approve the snow plowing contract with Logan Miller and Sons. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, so just kind of a quick update on where we are with the water meter. So, we had HD Water Supply come out and was going to kind of give us a one-day training session on going through the program. We got maybe about half of that done when we realized we needed a module from Banyan in order to be able to have the software communicate with HD Water Supply's reader. So I thought, okay, probably no big deal. He called Banyan and thought they could just set it up. Well, as you see in your estimates from Banyan, you know, initially they wanted $1,900 plus another, $295 for fee. So I talked to Banyan and said, I mean, really, for one module, one thing for allow us to do this at this cost, when we already have the program and we're paying for, you know, fees already for yearly maintenance fees? So they said they'd give us a 25% discount. Okay, fine. That's still $1,421.25 plus $295. We're up to $1,700. And as far as what I can understand from what I can get out of Banyan and what I can get out of HD Water Supply is all this allows us for human error, elimination of human error from transferring the numbers over. Me and Tamara talked about it. It takes about 45 minutes to enter the readings. I think it's just more cost effective that we enter the readings and not pay for this module, because if there's nothing, it doesn't seem like there's any other benefits that we give with this module update. I wasn't happy with it.
Because what we understand from HD is that we can get the same type of reports off of their software that we could get off of Banyan software with the integration of these readings. So
I think it's absolutely insane to pay $1,700 to just for a device to talk to another device.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're getting all these other added benefits, or, I mean, because we figure you look at an hour, it would take 8-9 years to pay for that. We might have a new program by that.
Is this Chris Olson, is the guy that came out in solar for us? That's our leader?
No, Kurt Peterson is the one with HP Water Supply, but...
I thought it was all ready to go.
Oh, so did I. This was out of the blue, I guess, thing for us. I thought it was all... Yeah. All to be integrated.
Yeah.
This always to come up at the last minute or whatever is just not acceptable.
As far as, well, me and Tamara talked about what we're thinking is just fine. I ain't paying $1,700, but we'll just enter the readings.
I'll just enter them. It's once a month. I don't mind entering them.
Unless there'd be some other benefits that would create cost savings to justify it. We haven't found that yet, so. But still, Greg will still be able to go around, you know, have the radio read, boom, it'll enter it. Then we just have to take the readings off the... I don't even know how to explain it. I wasn't happy. And then I thought, well, okay, fine, just small hiccup. It won't be that big of a cost, right? I get this bill, I almost fainted.
I thought for sure that we talked about that.
And all these incidents come up at the last minute.
Yeah, it was always supposed to be.
That poor.
It's going to be right there, going after nothing. Everything's going to be right there. Now this will come.
Well, let's proceed then with entering it and
yeah, we'll
see what develops.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do for now.
I think the important thing is that we have the handheld, we've got the new meters, we're getting more accurate reads. It's saving, I don't know, 8 hours of Greg's time, eventually, to not have to walk every house. Well, that's huge. So, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And plus replacing the meters, and, you know, we'll see more accurate readings. Right. And that you can justify this. I can't justify this,
right.
Paying this price, so. All right, so just make council aware of it. Next thing, second council meeting. So what I would look is that we'd have another second meeting in November here. And main reason that would be for budget purposes and then employee reviews. And then also looking to tie this all in, special meeting to kind of have a budget workshop meeting after that council meeting, and then December 13th, we'd be looking at finalizing the budget for 2017.
December 6th, I can't make.
Okay. It could be the 5th, 7th, whatever, I guess. So I'm just, you know, whatever works for everybody, the consensus here. You know, we could set that date too at the next meeting. I just need 3 days for posting. So as long as we would meet, you know, the 29th, we should have.
Yes, we got any kind of different idea from the beginning of December. Yeah, and then we got to decide on the 22nd or the 29th.
Right.
Or Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, yeah. And it doesn't have to be Tuesday. It's just that's what we followed.
Well, let's do the November 1st. 22nd or 29th, that works.
Both work for me, but I said my son would just do the 22nd since that would be our normal second
meeting.
Meeting anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine with me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's good with me.
Okay.
And you can make a motion.
22nd then?
22nd. Okay. Made a motion? Second?
Sorry.
Motion made and seconded to have the second city council meeting for November on the 22nd. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
So then I'll just keep that on the agenda and just look at your calendars and then we can set the budget workshop at the 22nd meeting then.
That's still 2 weeks now.
Yeah, and that gives us time. Well, I will table that to next meeting. And then also I'd be looking that we're already meeting the 13th if we want to set a public hearing to adopt the city fee schedule. So that way we can review the fee schedule and approve that too along with the budget. So we could set that up for December 13th. We could get a hold of it at 6:45 or we could just do it at 7 with the council meeting to follow. I guess whatever council's wishes are on that.
I move that we set the
public hearing to adopt the city fee schedule for 2017 on December 13th at 6:45.
Second. Motion made and seconded to accept the public hearing. Adopt city fee schedule December 13th at 6:45. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, that is all I got.
All right, we'll move on to the claims for October. Right away.
I'm going to approve the three hatch payments and check numbers 18184 to 18189.
Second. Motion made and seconded to approve the three hatch payments and checks number 18184 to 18189, total $6,610.97. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then just before November, I just want to point out that the claim 18207 for me, 3,000 of that was for the tables, and another 600 of that was for the copiers. And the other was, the other portion of that was mileage from April to September. So I was able to get the tables at a 10% discount.
How long did you get?
Lifetime. Okay. So I contacted them directly, see if I could set up a government account. They said, well, we don't do government accounts anymore. I said, well, I need to set up some accounts. We don't have to pay sales tax. I'm like, what state are you from? And I said, Minnesota. I said, we don't charge sales tax in Minnesota. I said, okay, great. Doing, and then I asked if they do any, and they said, I we can give you a 10% discount. So that saved us $300-some.
Yeah.
So. And then these tables, reason why I go with Lifetime and get them tables is this, the same tables as this, exact same, no difference. They come with a 10-year warranty too, so that's what's nice too.
Shipped out right in.
Yep. And then Greg, did you notice the other table here? We had one that was damaged. They just sent us a new table. I inquired and they sent us a new table and said we can keep the old one, do what we want with it.
Really?
Yep. So that worked out pretty well.
Damage on the corner.
Yeah,
right?
Just the corner has dented, but otherwise it's usable. So.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Anything else on that?
And then just, I want to go back just to note, I had on your donation from Hamburg Hunt and Fish Club. They did donate $1,500, so I basically took that money and purchased chairs. So we got 100 chairs coming.
From the same company?
No, this was different. Oh. Yeah. Because they only do the plastic chairs.
Oh.
No, we don't want that.
Chairman, check number 18198.
Yes. You must have filed unemployment.
Oh yeah.
And we got hit with that.
Oh.
Because, and the reason that's a typically as a council member, you wouldn't, that won't count, but because I filed wages for when you filled in for me in my absence, that's where we got it.
Gotcha.
So not to jip you out of any, but I did try to save the city money and get out of it, but because of we actually paid you wages for, you know, work that time, and that was approved by council. So that's where that
added into my numbers.
So that's where that comes into play.
I was curious, I'm like,
yeah, it was based on I think what $211 or something. So.
Okay, we'll move on to the November ones. I only got one discussed.
Move the three ash payments, which I do is 18190 to 18230 for a total of $54,497.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the three ash payments. Checks number 18190 to 18230. Total of $54,490.97. All in favor? Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to city council member reports. Williams is not here. Councilman Bob.
The only thing I really want to talk about, and I know he's not here, however, I want publicly stated that I'm refuting every charge that he's put out, Mr. Owen put out in his public letter. They're all lies. There's no cover-up going on here. There's been nothing steamrolled. I don't know where he comes up with this stuff, but there's no truth to any of it. And I think we need to contact our lawyer to see if we have any recourse towards him as a city. And I think we need to have the sheriff here at one of the meetings where he's at so that he can, otherwise, if we need something in writing from the sheriff's department saying that there's no investigation right now, because otherwise he's going to say, his words will be, it won't be prudent for me to talk about an open investigation and he won't say a word.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Well, I'm quite sure you can probably get somebody from the sheriff's department here.
I can inquire if that's the council's wishes.
Well, it affects all of us. And it's kind of sickening.
I'm just tired of calling him and the rest of this council, him calling me and the rest of this council crooks. He's charging us with felonies. And he throws these accusations out like they're nothing. And there's nothing here, he has no proof, not a shred of evidence of anything, that there's anything going on here.
Well, you know what, we've got how many people here? He votes on the two. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I know, I just.
Look in the mirror.
I want it on record saying that I refute everything he said. Because none of it's true.
Well, there's plenty of stuff on there about myself also, which I will address when he's here.
He won't answer none.
But since you brought it up, I mean, the one thing I want to put an end to is that he has on there about me being an exempt employee and I shouldn't be incurring any more additional wages. I don't incur any more additional wages. I am an exempt employee. I do donate plenty of hours to the city of Hamburg. I have well over 100 hours this year, and I can guarantee you 70 of them are because of him. That I've donated along with council members. But what he's talking about there is he doesn't clarify what it is, what that extra pay is. It's for doing rounds. That was verified by the attorney that it was okay for the city to pay exempt employees or whoever that the council would designate to do rounds. Reason why I get paid for rounds, one, Greg shouldn't have to do it every weekend. He has a life too. Two, it's outside my actual scope of work. So that way, it can be paid to me. Three, and most importantly, I'll give you one guess who made the motion to approve that. So I just want to clarify that, but I know it may be a long meeting, but there are some things I want to clarify too. It's been a crap year. I don't know how else I can put it.
It is. It's miserable.
The stuff he has on his website, allegations he's made against this council, myself, or anybody else, it's ridiculous.
Again,
I believe he prefabricates it, but I'll leave that for when he's here.
He makes this stuff up as he goes along, and he thinks it's okay to charge all of us with felonies on his website, which is open to the world with three people I could probably go to, including Chris and Jeremy, but... You know, when he sends out a letter to every resident in this city saying we're corrupt and that we're covering things up, you know, he has no basis for these allegations except the little gremlins in his head. And I'm tired of it. So that's all I have.
Say it this way. We put up it long enough. At least it's going to be over from that corner of the table. And you know what? You just don't look at his website.
I've never been to his website, and I will never go there.
Chris.
No, the only thing I would have is just, would the council have any questions or concerns about on that November 30th meeting for those newly elected officials that they wanted to go to that? Would there be any objection to send the invitation to them as well? The only reason I say that is because there's a couple of topics that we talked previously about, and Bob, you just touched on, is that, you know, the tough issues in dealing with difficult people. There might be some insight that...
Yeah, I think the difficult one is going on.
Right, yeah. We'll see.
Unless somebody else pops up.
Right. Or we'll see if he ends up actually showing up at meetings when he doesn't have to. But I don't know, I just, again, I don't know if it was some, there's, their schedule or not, but I just wanted to know if they wanted, because I want to go there, I want to go there just for a number of reasons and that, and to see what the league has to put on. I think a lot of the training is really good. And I've done a lot of other webinars online too, so.
Yeah, then
I don't know if we...
Then I can maybe meet you that day or something. And...
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's all I have.
Steve? I guess two things. The pop machine down there.
Mm-hmm.
There is nobody that you can buy 20 ounce.
Oh, yeah.
From Coke.
Yeah.
Should one investigate getting a different type of machine down there? Because for the time and effort and what it costs us for a case is ridiculous.
I agree. I've inquired from Coke on that, and all I got was, I'll see what we can do on the price. Two, we did up the price to $2 now, so we're at least making some profit out of it. Before, we were making pennies on a bottle.
$2 for a bottle of
pop on
that
function?
Yeah.
I've never used
this
side.
I mean, that's just...
It was $1.50. Mm-hmm. And we've upped it to $2 because...
Is it really the $2
that's $1.50? Well, the ironic thing is, you can go buy a 1 liter bottle for $1 at Family Dollar, right? Yeah. But it's $1.89 or whatever for a 20 ounce pop.
You know, maybe we should just get a different machine that's got the 16 ounce that we can buy at...
I can inquire to see if they have any different type machines, but...
What about Pepsi?
Yeah, that'd be an option, too.
Yeah?
Are we under contract with that machine?
No.
No.
Nope.
Because,
right.
I mean, it's ridiculous to pay what they're doing.
Right.
And the other thing is, I guess if anybody on the council has mileage, or the meetings or whatever,
yep.
To get them in...
Yep, for the December meeting.
So
yes, please.
That's... Campbell?
Do you want them by the 6th? Or that first meeting in December?
Yeah, I'd say the first meeting. I mean, worst case scenario, I can issue checks, you know, and have Dick sign them by the end of December.
But I don't want it to happen so that I take some of that away from somebody's Christmas.
You've got all the meetings and stuff.
Maybe we could double check what he's got. And
well, I can send you what I got, but we made the agreement that everybody would keep, because it just was too much of a hassle. But
well, it's just the idea.
Yep.
You might have some that some of the members.
So I'll send what I have, because
you know.
I normally do that every year anyway. So
right.
And then I'll send you the form too. So
alrighty. Another thing I'd like to congratulate those who won. Have fun. You know, it's not all just a piece of cake.
No.
You're lucky. Other than that, I'm looking for a juror.
It's okay, he's going to be here every Tuesday night sitting in the audience.
Oh, is there a motion?
Yes.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.